So I decided to take a cue from my favorite landscape nursery, Edible Landscaping in Afton, Virginia, and I'm mulching everything in sight. I might be a little late, but I decided to pick up some hay on the way home today and go ahead and just mulch as much as I could all around the yard where I've got everything growing. Over here, you see, I started with the blueberry and just some big pine bark nuggets. Wanted to cover them up, but not too close to the roots. I've got a raspberry plant here that's getting mulched up with some straw. And over here, the reason I started to mulch is because I feared for the rosemary. I heard bad things happen to rosemary in the depths of winter, and I wanted to go ahead and protect them as best I could. I had heard that rosemary suffer in the snow, and this is the first year I'm growing them, so I wanted to go ahead and make sure that they were covered up well. Around the blueberries on the outside here, we have elderberry, and I just went ahead and mulched those up with straw. You really can't tell, but it was snowing as I was doing this today. There doesn't seem to be any snow on the ground, but all of these plants had a nice little coating of frost and snow on them. And now you see the hugel beds here, the large one on the right and the smaller ones down in the background. This one right here in front of you, it's got a male kiwi plant growing in front of it. And here we have our prize trellis, this beautiful arbor here that's supporting two female kiwi plants, and they'll start to take off this spring and summer. Wanted to make sure they were mulched up. I mulched up this back trail here that we're growing a lot of ground cover on, make it easy to walk, and this will grow up nice and green, but needed some hay right now. These are the swales that I got going in the backyard where I'll be doing some edible ground covers such as cranberry and wintergreen. Over here are some more grapes. Need to mulch up the grapes, and then you see the peach trees all nice and covered up with a big bunch of straw around it. Over here is a nice view of the whole backyard. Looks kind of like a farm. Neighbors don't mind though, at least they haven't said as much, and we got some strawberries covered up here. And this is a new raspberry bed that got mulched just to be extra warm. This is the established raspberry blackberry bed. It's been in the ground a few years. This is a strawberry pyramid slash herb garden. Over here, we've got the fig tree and another big strawberry bed. You can't see the plants are all nice and covered up. And here we have a couple more grape plants in the front, mulching those babies up. And the last one we didn't need to do is a raspberry because it's dry and covered in leaves.